Hi, it's Chris Titley here from the Sub 11 Uncovered podcast series, and today we're joined by Sam McNamara, founder of Get Ahead. Sam, thanks so much for coming in and coming into the office.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Now, let's talk about Get Ahead, the business itself, the concept, and how it all began.
Sure. So we're a jobs app. Easiest way to imagine us is Tinder for jobs. Hospitality, retail, faster hiring industries. Create your profile, swipe, match, chat, hire, all through the app. So we're a fast hiring platform connecting people using AI and machine learning with jobs and careers that suit their personality and future as well. So where do you want me to start? Back from how we came up with the concept.
Yeah, how they came up with the idea. A lot of people have said it's on a beer coaster after a couple of beers, et cetera, but how about yours?
So I'm a designer by trade. So self-taught in design. I've always had a big passion for UX, UI, and visuals and app experiences as well. So that was my, original story. Had a few online startups, probably my fourth or fifth now, to be honest. Owned a gym, I've done recruitments, worked with Jordan Belfort running his sales team for a while. So a little bit of online experience, a little bit of sales experience, some design experience, and a couple of years in recruitment as well. So that was sort of my first eye-opener to the pain points and struggles of the company side of recruitment, and also the job seeker side, obviously. But it wasn't until COVID hit. I was in a recruitment business in Melbourne, which obviously was probably one of the worst cities to be in the world during COVID, and found myself coming back to Brisbane and for the first time in my career having to write a resume, apply for jobs, and actually get out there whilst everybody else was at the same time as well. So that was, I guess, a really big eye-opener for me of how horrible the job application process is, having to rewrite my cover letter for every time I applied to look serious or look like I was actually applying to your job, modify my resume depending on certain jobs and experience that suited those jobs that might not suit other jobs I was applying for. Just a really painful, long process. I was driving into the city, paying for parking for interviews. Sometimes the person wouldn't be there or...
$40 here, $40 there.
Exactly. Yep. It was just a nightmare process, to be honest. And it wasn't until I started, I actually went home. I did one job interview. The person didn't turn up. I went home and went, this process sucks. Like this, so many people are doing this day in and day out. Like I can't believe, I didn't think it was that bad, to be honest, especially with a few of the monopoly products we've got, particularly here in Australia. So I went home and just for fun designed out the entire app process of what I pictured the dream job process or job hiring process and printed it out, stuck it all around the room. And just went, look, I actually would love to build this process. I've seen it from both sides now and really think there's a big opportunity, but I don't know how to get started, how to build an app, how much it's going to cost, everything like that. So continued looking for jobs, actually started reaching out to people and getting quotes to build the app. And it was ridiculous. Six figures through to seven figures.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
Depending on who you spoke to, and it just was almost too big of a hurdle for me to jump. And started talking to a few people, ended up building a website called Get Ahead, managed to upload a bunch of courses. So I had some RTO experience previously as well. We managed to get Harvard, Yale, Stanford, Oxford, a bunch of really high-profile short courses available to people here in Australia that they could do online in 6 weeks. So that was, I guess, our first base. We built the website, put the products on there, and we charged a commission if we sold the courses.
Yep.
And that got us enough traction to get a little bit of attention. We got our first investor from that. But the long-term goal was to build the jobs app. And we wanted to give people the tools and the skills they needed to get ahead in their career. Long story short, met Philip DiBella, the coffee king here in Brisbane. And he'd been talking about this problem in hiring for a while. I reached out and said, do you mind if we catch up? I think I've got a solution to your problem. Sat down and came away with my first investor from that respect.
Yep.
And went on to do a round, which allowed us to get our MVP product to market. And we launched from there. So
two things from that. One, the name itself, Get Ahead. How did you come up with that and how many iterations did you have or did it just come out and flow?
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, like designing the ultimate app, I mean, the more features you do, the more expensive it becomes. Yep. How minimalist was the MVP?
Yeah, cool. Good question. So the name itself, some people laugh at and some people you know, think we could have come up with something better, but it really was around giving people one, inspiration and motivation in life. That so many people are like, oh, I hate my career, I hate my job, but they just do it for the rest of their life. They're stuck in it.
Mm.
So my vision and my dream is to give people inspiration and motivation to get ahead in their career, and then also provide them the skills and the tools that they need to do it, and then a platform to find those jobs as well. So it just made sense to us to call it Get Ahead, and yeah, do exactly what we just said. So in terms of the MVP itself, that's probably my hardest thing to do, is to work out what is our MVP and then what really is our MVP. So, you know, creating the leanest version that we're happy to go to market with, and then pushing it a little bit further, to be honest. So it's always a little bit cringeworthy for me to see what we've got in market, because we're usually two or three iterations ahead. But no, I'm very, very happy with what we've launched, and it's been working really, really well.
And then when you went live with the MVP, do you remember the first type of transaction that happened, and what that feeling was like?
Yeah. So initially it was just me and my friends on the app, creating profiles and on there. It was a bit weird, but a funny story, actually. I remember I went to the movies with my dad when we first launched, and I was showing him the app, and we're sitting there and I'm swiping through profiles, and it looks very much like a dating app, like Tinder or Hinge, or the user experience is swipe and you've got profiles. It's very visual. And I'm sitting there swiping through, and we're going through guys and girls and all this stuff. And there was these two guys behind us having a laugh. And I remember thinking, oh, they probably think I'm sitting here on Tinder showing my dad all these variety of people. But no, it was a pretty fun experience. And yeah, it's really been, we launched out a beta just over 4 months ago now, 5 months. And that's really been the kicker for us. Like we've grown an astronomical amount. We've had over 450 million social views in the last 5 months alone. And that's directed.
Sorry, can you say that again, by the way?
450 million social views, which sounds crazy, but we're just warming up on that front. So I'm excited for the next 12 months. But yeah, that's allowed us to hit number one in the App Store, in the business App Store here in Australia, which is super exciting. And some, you know, really, really cool companies and job seekers. We're over 150,000 users now on the platform, which is really exciting.
So from 4 months ago to where you are now, obviously a huge acceleration of scale and growth in terms of the eyeballs on Get Ahead.
Yep.
Dating back 4 months, that first sort of social media presence, did you think it was going to work? And what's the, I suppose, the secret sauce behind getting that so much organic traffic?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, so we launched December 2022, so we have been testing socials ever since. Something I'm super passionate about. We've had a few products in the past that have managed to get really good traction in that space as well. We just started doing street interviews. So we went out, the first interview we ever did was at Schoolies. We just launched coming into Christmas period. And we're like, look, our demographic is Gen Z, millennials, young job seekers, casual workers. There's a whole bunch of them having a party on the Gold Coast. Let's go and ask them what they're doing for jobs, how they're finding jobs after school. And the first video that we posted in that, I think it did like 400,000 views or something like that, which at the time we were like, what is happening? Like, this is crazy.
Yep.
And the conversion
was... It's got
was,
the algo going.
Yeah, the conversion was really, really strong. We had a hell of a lot of job seekers join the app. From that, so we kind of just kept running with that style of content, and it was doing pretty well. Like, it was ticking along. I think we got up to almost like a million views on that channel pretty quickly, and then we just kept reiterating it and fine tuning it and polishing it. And we launched a second channel because that channel was getting a little bit, you know, it was really good for our job seekers. It was a little bit racy for companies and corporates, and you know, we very quickly attracted the likes of Nike, Samsung, Domino's, and we're like, we need to monitor this content and make sure we're not just a entertainment channel. So we launched a little bit more of a structured channel on the side, where we went out and interviewed people, asking them what they do and how much they make. Basically,
two simple questions, but also a bit confronting for some people.
Yeah, awkward thing to ask people, obviously.
Yep.
But things that everybody's intrigued by. I think we even started with supercars, or went to James Street and see someone in a nice car. I'm like, what do you do and where do you work? Like, how have you gotten to this level? And let's share that story with people that might be following in your footsteps, or inspire someone to follow in your footsteps. So just comes back to, you know, inspiring people and giving them the, I guess, the roadmap of potentially how they could get there. So that's how that started, and that channel kicked ass for us, to be honest. Mm. It grew really, really quickly, and we've been averaging over 1.5 million views a week since we launched that channel. It's just consistency, formula. We had a channel specific for those type of interviews, which really helped the algorithm learn what our videos were and who wanted to see them. And I think that, exponentially helped the growth of the traction we had there. And the conversion rate from those to our users as well is just a really smooth transition of what we are and who we are, which made a lot more sense than what we were doing previously.
Now, one of those videos which I have seen was in the US, and you ventured over to the US, and subsequently, you mentioned of Tinder before, but subsequently met some of the Tinder founding group, and I believe that they've invested in your business and actually want to take the business to the US. How did that come about? And that was probably a pretty cool video to do.
Yeah, that was probably the highlight of my career, to be honest. It was something I've been working on behind the scenes for about 8 months. I've had a few US trips now, and I'm a relentless door knocker. And yes, one thing I've learned, that anybody is accessible if you're persistent enough and you come in with the right angle. So I knew that we had something in forms of our product. I knew that we had something in forms of our marketing, especially when we compared it with, the likes of Seek or LinkedIn or Indeed, all who have tried copying us without the same success. So I thought, look, I'd love to talk to someone like the founder of Tinder or the head of marketing of Tinder or someone, just to say, hey, this is what we're doing. Do you have any advice? And I managed to get a coffee on a Sunday morning for 20 minutes with the head of marketing for Tinder. She was the head of marketing and PR for Tinder, Rosette. And that turned into a 2.5 hour coffee catch up. Got along really, really well. She was super impressed with what we were building. She had a ton of knowledge, which I was just absorbing like a sponge. Mm. And long story short, managed to get an introduction to one of the co-founders of Tinder, Jonathan. So that was how that started. We formed a bit of a rapport over Google Hangouts over the next few months, and managed to go back and spend a bit of time with him and welcome both him and Rosette to our advisory team, and also as investors in Get Ahead as well.
Fantastic. And so far, in regards to their knowledge and their impetus of you, you said you're a bit of a sponge on knowledge. You're just sort of scrambling everything down and going, well, this is how you grow a scalable business.
Literally, yeah. My notes section in my phone is full of it. But I think it's the easiest accelerator is to, obviously find your passion and your skill set. But the second you get any traction, find people that have experienced what you're experiencing, that might have learnt over 5 or 10 years, and ask them for advice that might, give you a little bit of a roadmap or a shortcut or different ideas. Especially Jonathan, Rosette, like the experience that they've had. Even from some of our investors, obviously being functional investors like Phil, he's got a hell of a lot of hospitality experience. So he knows that problem better than anybody. So that's been a huge asset. And being able to learn from Jonathan, he invented the swipe action, the swipe rights.
Wow.
He built their revenue model. Like, these are all things that are really, really important to our business and our growth in the future. So massive asset and definitely something worth doing.
Speaking of growth in the future, you used the word roadmap. What's on the roadmap ahead for Get Ahead over the next coming periods?
Sure. So we've just opened our next capital round. So we're raising for international growth later in this year. So we want to make a hell of a lot more noise here in Australia. Give you guys an idea. We're going to be growing, I won't give you guys the number specifically, but thousands of pieces of content a month, which is really, really exciting. Our development team's growing. And we'll also plan to launch into the US before the end of the year as well, which will be really cool.
Amazing. One final question. I've got two questions. One about liquidity of marketplaces. I've talked a lot about marketplaces over my years on podcasts around the chicken and the egg, about who do you want first? Mm-hmm. What do you want to build up? The people looking for jobs or the people that are the employers that are seeking new roles? How have you balanced that mix and liquidity?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So initially, we thought the hardest part would be getting job seekers, because job seekers can go anywhere. They'll just go where the jobs are, right? Mm. And we thought, hey, companies are paying $300-$500 to advertise elsewhere, or they're going to platforms that are not jobs platforms because they're struggling to find what they're looking for on said platforms. So we launched as a free product. Our revenue model launches in a couple of months. So we're a free product. We match people a hell of a lot quicker than other platforms and make the experience very transparent. So it's a really good way for people to find talent that they want in their business and increase their retention as well. But I guess what I'm getting at there is we were surprised by the uptake we had from our social content, which built a massive pipeline of job seekers, which did give us a little bit of a problem initially, is we had so many job seekers, but not enough jobs to keep them happy, if that makes sense.
And the experience, I suppose, if like looking for a job, there's none there, I'm out.
Yeah. So that was a hurdle that we had to come over quite quickly. But also the flip side of that, I explained to people, it's like, you know, you're a single male joining Tinder and you're one of three males and there's 100,000 women on there. It's a very, very good place for, in our respect, companies to be, because they can come on. There's a lot of talent there looking for jobs that aren't looking for jobs elsewhere. They can match quickly. We've had hiring times of under 3 minutes, which is 4 minutes has been our PB so far.
Minutes for someone to join,
post a job, hire someone. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. My final question is that you did mention before about you being pretty relentless to try and get in touch with someone. Mm-hmm. What are the traits that you think that are driving your success as an entrepreneur, as a solo entrepreneur and a solo founder, and maybe some advice to those that maybe have that spark that you've got and go, I've got this problem to I've got this solution to this problem I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. What's the next step?
Yeah, sure. So we do have a co-founder now, Chris, who's the tech side. He's the tech brains and I guess I'm the missionary, door knocker, sales, content, everything else.
Yep.
So, I guess to answer your question, I enjoy the sales side. I'm a sucker for design, user experience and product success. So I don't know. I've just always, I think working with Jordan Belfort was a really good eye opener. I ran his global sales team for a couple of years. And that really threw me in the deep end. I was selling him for six figures plus for a speaking tour, cold calling people from Brisbane, around the world, obviously quite large companies and important people. I think that really gave me the introduction to I literally can get a hold of anybody.
And you lost that fear a little bit this fear of rejection.
Yeah, I weirdly enjoy it now. Like I don't really see it as rejection. It's a lesson, but. Super resilient.
Yeah, you've got a bit of thick skin.
Yeah, everybody you need out there to help you is there. You've just got to come in with the right angle and the right persistence. And there's people that we have today as investors or shareholders that I've been door knocking for 3 years.
Yeah.
Most people after a few unread replies or no's or whatnot would move on. But it's I think just having something that's attractive to them at the right time. And timing's everything as well, I think, and just making sure that they know that you're there.
And once you get to these people, obviously the end game is to absorb that knowledge and put that into practice. Have you got any hit list targets at the moment? Are you going a bit higher than the co-founders of Tinder? Pretty good for an app that's pretty close to Tinder, but is anyone else out there in the world?
There's a couple. There's some really interesting investors that I'd love to have on our side of the fence.
Watch this space.
Yeah, watch this space. Some interesting ones coming up. I won't announce it just yet.
Yeah,
definitely some interesting people out there. And pretty happy with the Tinder traction that we've had, to be honest. That's helping a lot. And now it's time to, heads down.
And put the foot down.
Put the foot down for at least the next 12 months.
Sam, thanks so much for coming and having a chat about the history of Get Ahead, the traction that you've received thus far from the socials and also the numbers of people that are using your platform. Good luck in the next phase in terms of turning that revenue tap on and the business model and obviously the overseas growth. Pleasure to have you in here.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.